tonight, as I come before you, with the issue of chains being broken. Tonight, I believe, is the night for God's people to be delivered and set free. Tonight is a night that I believe that chains are going to be broken off of your life. Tonight is a night that you will no longer stay in bondage to the things that Satan has trapped in your life. Tonight, the Lord is going to bring revelation on how to break free. How many know the Bible declares where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty? I'm here to speak into somebody's life tonight that your chains are going to be broken because you are going to develop a relationship with God that will no longer allow for you to walk around in bondage. Oh, can I get a witness right there? Tonight, God is going to reveal to you that He is the God of all gods. There is none like Him. He is the matchless God. He is the incomparable God. He is the validating God. He is the creator God. He is the God of everything. He is the God of all things. There is nothing that our God cannot do. There is no reason for you to walk around in bondage. There is no reason for you to walk around in chains. There is no reason for you to have your mind bottled down with all kinds of oppressions and depressions, because the Son of God has sent His Holy Spirit so that we can live the abundant life. I wish I had one witness that understood that there is freedom in God. Freedom from oppression. Freedom from depression. Freedom from shackles. Freedom from chains. Freedom from mind being all boggled down with all kinds of things that are not godly. I'm here to let you know tonight the chain breaker is in the house. And He has come to set you free. See, many of us, because we are not walking in relationship with God, we are constantly being bombarded with the lies of the devil. That's right, the lies of the devil. See, the devil comes to manipulate our minds. He comes to manipulate our hearts. He comes to manipulate our emotion. He comes to manipulate our situation. He comes to manipulate our circumstances. He wants us to believe that He, hallelujah, has control. But I'm here to let you know tonight, if you will only surrender your life to God, God will come in and God will begin to transform you by the renewing of your mind. You got to start thinking different. You got to start putting the Word of God into your hearts so that you can know what God is saying concerning you. The Bible says, hallelujah, that we are priests and high priest in God. The Bible says that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. The Bible says no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. The Word of God declares that we are above and not beneath. The Bible says we are the lenders and not the borrowers. The Bible declares, hallelujah, that God has set us high above all nations of the earth. The world is supposed to look up to the church, not the church looking up to the world. But God is saying tonight that I'm going to break some chains off of the minds of my people, that they will no longer think the same way, but they're coming up out of that negative thinking, thinking that they can't do what I've called them to do, and they can't be who I've called them to be. The devil is a liar, but God is going to deliver tonight. God wants to radically come in the lives of His people and he wants to transform us. He wants our minds to be illuminated. Hallelujah. He wants us to walk in the spirit of transcending. What God is really trying to do is saying, I want to take you higher than you've ever been before. So I've got to break the chains off of your life. I got to break the mentality of poverty off of your life. I got to break that mentality, hallelujah, that you don't believe you're worthy enough off your life. I got to remind you that I have called you. I have justified you. I have bought you with the price. You're no longer your own, but you belong to me. And whom the Son set free is free indeed. So God wants you to know tonight that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So as we begin to allow the Holy Spirit of God to speak into our hearts and into our lives and begin to tell us who we are, then we're able to be all that God is calling for us to be in this midnight hour, the hour where it looks like it's not going to come to pass. But I'm here to declare and decree that every promise that God has declared over your life, it shall come to pass. Every word that God has spoken over your life, it shall come to pass. Everything that God has promised concerning you, it shall come to pass. All you have to do is agree with the word of God. All you have to do is say, God, I know that word applies to me. I'm going to begin to line my life up with you, God, so that I can do and that I can be everything that you're calling me to be. So when we begin to connect our faith with the word of God, when we begin to say, God, I'm going to take you at your word. I don't have to borrow, but I'm going to be the lender. I don't have to be sick. My body is healed. I don't have to be underneath when God has called me to be above. When we begin to declare that in the atmosphere, when we begin to say to God, God, everything that you have commanded over my life, that shall I be. I am the joint heir of Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God. I am, hallelujah, the righteousness of God. When we begin to put a mandate on the word and begin to rise up and be everything that God is calling us to be, then we will be able to walk and flow in the things of God, and the chains that the devil has tried to put on our life, they will break off of our lives, because our lives are beginning to line up with God. When we begin to line our lives up the way Christ has demanded and decreed and declared over our life, we can begin to say, in Christ, I am anointed and a powerful person of God. I am the joint heir with Jesus and more than a conqueror. I am a doer of the word of God, and I am a channel for his blessing. If God be for me, who can be against me? I am blessed coming in, and I am blessed going out. My enemies are fleeing before me. God has commanded his blessings upon my storehouse. He has opened, hallelujah, his good treasures, and I shall lend and not borrow. I am the head and not the tail. He has given me power to make wealth. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. Hallelujah. I have his protection and his provision. God is my refuge and my strength. I am not afraid of the snare of the fowler by day, nor the evil that shall befall me, and no plague shall come nigh to my dwelling place. God has given his angels charge over me, and they are bearing me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone, as declared in Psalms 91. Now, Peter, 1 Peter 2:9 declares, I am a chosen generation. I am a royal priesthood. I am a holy nation. I am a peculiar person called out of darkness to walk into God's marvelous light. Now, 1 Peter 2 and 24 states, I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Cancer, sugar, diabetes, heart disease, sickness, afflictions, and infection, or any other disease cannot enter my body. I am without spot or blemish, an intercessor, the righteousness of God, saved and washed in the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper, and every lying tongue which rises against me in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. I am saved from the wrath by him that justified me by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, I pray for those that may prosper, that love Jerusalem, and that the peace of God will be within them, and prosperity within their houses, according to Psalms 122, 6 through 9. Now, I'm here to declare that if you take hold of the promises of God, if you take hold of what God is declaring in this season of your life, if you will begin to say, God, I receive your word. I'm gonna live by your word. I'm gonna trust in your word. I hear the chains falling off of you. I hear the chains falling off of you. No longer will you be bound. No longer will the enemy be able, hallelujah, to keep you in bondage. Your mind is set free right now. Your heart is set free right now. Chains are loosed off of your life. Dungeon doors are open right now, and you're walking in victory in the name of Jesus. Be blessed on tonight is my prayer in Jesus' name. Tonight, I want to take out time, and I want us to begin to say some words of affirmation. And what that simply does is it puts us in agreement with God's word. Lord, I will say what you say, and I will believe what you say. So if you would, just say this with me. I am in Christ. I am God's child, for I am born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. I am forgiven of all sins and washed in the blood. I am a new creature in Christ. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. I am delivered from the power of darkness and translated in the kingdom of God. I am redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. I am blessed. I am a saint. I am the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. I am holy and without blame before him in love. I am the elect of God. I am established to the end. I am made near to my heavenly Father by the blood of Christ. I am set free. I am strong in the Lord. I am dead to sin. I am more than a conqueror. I am joint heir with Christ. I am sealed with the Holy Ghost of promise. I am in Christ by his doing. Amen. I am accepted in the beloved. I am complete in him. I am crucified with Christ. I am alive with Christ. I am free from condemnation. I am reconciled to God. I am qualified to share in his inheritance. I am family rooted, built up, established in my faith, and overflowing with thanksgiving. I am born of God, and the evil one cannot touch me. I am his faithful follower. I am a fellow citizen with the saints of the household of God. I am built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. I am overtaken with blessings. I am his disciple because I have love for others. I am the light of the world. I am the salt of the earth. I am the righteousness of God. I am partaker of his divine nature. I am called of God. I am an ambassador for Christ. I am God's workman, created in Christ Jesus for his good work. I am the apple of my Father's eye. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am being changed into his image. I am a child of God. I am Christ's friend. I am chosen and appointed by God to bear his fruit. I am enslaved to God. I am a son, a daughter of God. I am the temple of God. His spirit dwells in me. I am joined to the Lord, and I am one with him. I am a member of Christ's body. I am reconciled to God, and I am a minister of reconciliation. I am one in Christ. I am an heir of God since I am a daughter or a son of God. I am the righteous and holy. I am a citizen of heaven and seated in heaven right now. I am an expression of the life of Christ because he is my life. I am chosen and dearly loved by Christ. I am a son or daughter of light and not of darkness. I am a holy brother or sister, partaker of a heavenly calling. I am one of God's living stones, and I am being brought up as a spiritual house. I am a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, to proclaim the excellence of him. I am the enemy of the devil. I am now a child of God. I will resemble Christ when he returns. I am not the great I am, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. I am justified, completely forgiven, and made righteous. I am dead with Christ and dead to the power of sin. Sin's rule over my life. I am dead. I no longer live for myself, but for God. I am bought with the price. I am not my own. I belong to God. I am established, anointed, and sealed by God in Christ. I am given the Holy Ghost as a pledge, a guarantee of my inheritance. I am crucified with Christ, as it is no longer I who live, but Christ. I am chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. I am predestined to be a son or daughter of God. I am sanctified and I am one with the sanctifier, Christ. He is not ashamed to call me brother or sister. I have received the Spirit of God into my life that I might know the things given to me by God. I have been redeemed, forgiven, and I am a recipient of His lavish grace. I have been raised up and seated with Christ in heavenly places. I have Christ Himself in me. I have been firmly rooted in Christ, and I am now built up in Him. I have been buried, raised, and made alive with Christ. I have been raised up with Christ. My life is now hidden with Christ in God, for Christ is now my life. I have been given a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. I have been saved and called, set apart according to God's doing. I have a right to come boldly before the throne to find mercy and grace in time of need. I have been given exceeding great and precious promises by God, which I am partaker of His divine nature. I have the mind of Christ. I have obtained an inheritance. I have overcome the world. I can do all things in Christ. I shall overcome because greater is He who is in me than he who is in this world. I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. I can walk by the Spirit. I will be a light to all for my God. I am a new creation in God. I am content with the Lord. I am secure in the Lord. I am free in You, Lord. I am a child of God. I am protected by God's angel. The Lord is my refuge. Father God, we thank You for the word of God that You have declared over our lives, that if we believe and trust and obey Your word, God, all of these I ams and I can and I will, Father God, will follow us all the days of our lives. Father God, we know that we are nothing without You, but in You, God, we are everything, and we shall accomplish everything, and we shall be everything that You have designed us to be. Father God, for those that are listening to this I am affirmation, Father God, let it root deep down in their hearts that they will know who they are, not because of them, but because of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank You right now. We plead the blood of Jesus. Amen. Mm-hmm.